opening arguments set for next week. It is in recess until then. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Senate received the formal House resolution yesterday.
Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Congressman Adam Schiff will be one of the House prosecutors presenting the case to a jury of 100 senators. Opening arguments are due to start Tuesday. First, the Senate will issue a formal summons to the White House, and the president's legal team is expected to respond by tomorrow. He already has.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Which he says Democrats are conducting to win the election.
That hopefully they're not going to win.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
With his Senate impeachment trial in front of him, President Trump is denying charges by a former associate of his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The major allegation that Mr. Trump was fully aware of pressure applied on Ukraine to launch an investigation of Joe Biden, a political rival. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
The accusations are being made by Lev Parnas, who is under indictment for funneling foreign contributions to U.S. political candidates, including Trump. The president calls them the current hoax.
He's trying to probably make a deal for himself.
Trump says he does not recall any conversation with Parnas, who is also implicating Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr as being part of the plan to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
After claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the U.S. Defense Department now says there were, in fact, several concussion injuries. We're told 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries that most have been taken to a regional medical center in Landstuhl, Germany. From Washington, this is VOA News. There was hard-edged anti-American rhetoric today from Iran. In a rare Friday sermon, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said President Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is enriching more uranium now than it did before it signed the 2015 nuclear deal with five world powers. Tehran has been reducing its treaty compliance. The U.S. Senate has passed the new long-delayed American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada. AP's Ed Donahue has a report.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement cruised through the Senate.
The yeas are 89. The nays are 10.
Improving the North American Free Trade Agreement was a key part of President Trump's campaign in 2016. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says people in Mexico and Canada buy $500 billion worth of American goods and services every year.
That includes more than a quarter of all the food and agricultural products grown here in the United States.
President Trump complained NAFTA encouraged companies to move their manufacturing plants south of the border. He is expected to sign the USMCA bill next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In the Central American nation of Panama, prosecutors say they have found the corpses of six children and a pregnant woman in a clandestine burial pit where a religious sect was discovered torturing indigenous people in what appeared to be exorcism rituals. The pit was found near the Caribbean coast, where police said it a day earlier had arrested 10 members of an evangelical sect known as the New Light of God. Police at the same time, AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
Lawyers for the disgraced movie mogul say they want the judge to put jury selection for the Harvey Weinstein case on hold. They also want to see the case moved out of New York City, where Weinstein both lives and did business as a movie producer. Weinstein's attorneys say publicity over the case and protesters outside the Manhattan courthouse have made the case what they call a media and entertainment circus. Weinstein's attorneys made a similar move back in October. It was rejected. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
In Malawi, people are protesting in the streets over the alleged bribery of judges overseeing a legal challenge to last year's re-election of President Peter Mutharika. Thousands rallied Thursday in three cities after the country's chief justice charged that the five jurists had been offered payoffs. Opposition leaders say last May's voting was marked by fraud when Mutharika narrowly defeated the opposition leader Lazarus Chakwera. His supporters have dubbed Chakwera the people's president. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all-